Ray Rivera Mendoza was born in the Bronx, in the parking lot of Lincoln Hospital, in a taxi cab, feet first. 10 years later, just before he turned 11, Ray took a new name, Sylvia. As a child, she was a drag queen hustler on New York's 42nd Street. Later in life, she became an advocate for transvestites and a gay liberation activist. Rivera died yesterday in Manhattan. She's remembered for starting the 1969 Stonewall Riots in New York, the beginning of the gay rights movement.
The era before Stonewall was a hard era. There was always the gay bashings on the drag queens by heterosexual men, women, and the police. We learned to live with it because it was part of the lifestyle at that time, I guess. But none of us were very happy about it.
Sylvia Rivera, from a 1989 documentary by David Isay. Eyewitnesses say she was the first to throw a bottle at the police at the Stonewall Inn back in June of 69. She said she didn't start the riot, but admitted she threw a Molotov cocktail or two. She broke some windows and helped overturn a few cars. The drag queens played a crucial role that night.
The drag queen took a lot of oppression, and we had to... We were at a point where I guess nothing would have stopped us. I guess, as they say, or as Shakespeare says, we were ladies in waiting, just waiting for the thing to happen. And when it did happen, we were there.
After Stonewall, Rivera founded Star House, Street Transgender Action Revolutionaries, taking in young queens off the street. It didn't last for long. She became addicted to drugs, ended up living on a pier. But 5 years ago, she made a bit of a comeback. She got a room at the Transy House, a shelter in Brooklyn. She became the food director at the Metropolitan Community Church of New York and started to resurrect Star House. Yesterday, Sylvia Lee Rivera died of liver cancer. She was 50 years old.
I can keep my long hair, I can pluck my eyebrows, and I can work wherever the hell I want. And I'm not going to change for anybody. If I change, then I feel that I'm losing what 1969 brought into my life. And that was to be totally free.
Darling, no. It's too vain.